Stephen saw him in the book of Acts. He was at the right hand. He still had his skin. Put it that way. Still had his skin. Glorified but his skin. He still had some left of him. But when the fire and suffering got through with him in the outer court, there was nothing left but just a mass. And being nothing left but a mass, nothing but the Father to do except weld him into his body and make him one with him. Whoa. Whoa. And there's what you see. That's the reason why all you can see, as John said, is an outline, one like unto the Son of Man. Because that body of suffering and love and fire and glory has disappeared and became one with the Father, showing the love and the suffering, the fire and the glory of the Father God for you. Ooh. Ooh. Now Jesus spoke this in John the 14th chapter. He said, that day you shall know. And he said, you shall know that I'm at the right hand of the Father. He said, at that day when this is finished, you shall know that I am in the Father. Didn't he? And you in me. And I in you. He said, I have chosen to suffer so I made a covenant with the Father. And the Father made an agreement with me that if I would do the suffering, he'd suffer with me and he'd give me the power and love to hold on. I would do it in obedience. And he said, I have suffered to be filled with love and fire so that I might glory in being able to deliver you my suffering. Yet it not be suffering, but it be in glory and love. Because it is revealed to me that the only way you can ever bring forth the will of my Father in earth is for you to not have to go through all that suffering, but for you to enter it into love and glory and weeping. And then you can impart the glory of my Father over the face of the earth. Ooh. 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 Lord Jesus, I accept you. You're right there before me. A whirlwind of resurrected fine glory of your love and the love of my Father. My own nature, all working of Satan, has been placed upon that fine glory of love and has been destroyed. Hey, Brother Britt, I didn't know all these things. You weren't supposed to know them till you entered grace. Because if it had been revealed to you and you'd have rejected them before you went into grace and understanding, you'd have been destroyed. And why didn't you teach them to me? You know that we had every one of these things were taught to you in the time of restoration, wasn't it? Don't you remember? Took you one time, several of you, and said, there's the Father, there's Jesus, and put you in there, didn't I? And let you feel that glory, didn't I? You felt it, but you said, oh, I can't feel much of it. Wasn't time. But now the time has come. Whoa, hurt me somebody. You already been. Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me. Oh, your body filled. With the love of you and my Father.
With the love of you and my
in
Father.
Fire and glory.
Fire and glory.
All my old nature.
All
the working of Satan.
All
hindrance to my ministry.
All the hindrance
hath been placed upon your body of fire.
Upon your body of fire.
And
hath been
destroyed. Now, since you know you don't have a choice, you can relax, can't you? And also, since you know you don't have to fight this battle, you can go ahead and take advantage of my sufferings for a while. And just relax in them. My responsibility to take care of you through Christ. And then when you get to the place where you're ready to enter your ministry, then I'll say, the Lord said it's now time for you to pay for your raising. That is the law of God, that the children must pay for their raising by producing other children. It's a law of God. But it's not a law of God that the children have to raise the parents, as some would try to do. Yes, Lord. But you don't suffer my suffering. Don't suffer Christ's suffering. You'll have your cup pretty soon. And it won't really be suffering. Because every time you move one step in the ministry, that glory of the Lord is revealed. And you're out there dancing on that sea of glass, and you forget about all those hours of suffering, prevailing, and study. Soon it becomes a pattern in your life to where you can say, as the scripture said, for the joy that's set before me, nothing matters. Lord Jesus, I accept on your resurrected body a fine glory hath been placed, all my old nature and all working of Satan, and hath been destroyed. Now I want you to understand, through this Jesus right here, when you commit your old nature and Satan to him, and he destroyed it, that thing you feel is an impartation of your ministry. Do you know that? It will be your ministry, and it will develop in gifts and workings. But right now you receive that ministry. When I swiped you through the blood over into him, I obey the law of God. Listen to it. He said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses must everything be established. And then, after the mouth of two or three witnesses, it shall be accepted in earth. So what you are, you going in by the Holy Ghost to the body of Jesus and the body of the Father, three. And I'm laying the blood on you, four. And it is finished. Four. Four in earth is the completion of God. Four winds of heaven. Four rivers of life. Seven is the completion in heaven. What'll happen then when we move? That's all right. You get your completion now. Then you move into the heavens. Every promise you get here, Paul said, must be established on the other promises of the heavens. Everything you've done here receives the glory of the heavens. Every gift you receive, it comes alive under the power of the heavens. Oh, I don't understand. You will. It's all right. Lord Jesus, I accept your body of resurrection, fire, and glory right there before me. Your love and glory of the you and my Father hath been placed my whole nature and all working of Satan and all working of hindrances to my ministry, and hath been destroyed. Whoa! God raised up more ministries to do this, I'm going to get every one of you. I'm not going to only get every one of you. As far as you want to go in your ministry, I'm going to lay you that far. Not only in word, but in spirit and truth and the blood. And by the grace of God committed unto me, deliver you a pure ministry. Say, well, what did it be, Brother? It's different. Every one of you is different. But pretty soon, as you begin to move in that ministry, you'll begin to see his face. On his face will be painted your ministry. Well, what about other? That's all right. You got a throne experience, ascension experience. You got a lot of other experiences. But we have to get them one at a time. Can't stand them all at once. Can't only stand this. Whoa. Lord Jesus, I accept it.
I accept.
Right there.
Right there.
Is your body of fire and glory. And love of your resurrection. Of you and my Father. That upon you hath been placed my old nature and all working of Satan and hath been destroyed. Oh! Oh, God. Jesus, I accept. You're right there alive. Right before me. Fire and glory. The love of you and my Father. And upon your loving body of fire hath been placed my old nature and all working of Satan. And hath been destroyed. Now let me explain something else. Brother Pruitt, why are you wiping with that blood? The blood is what delivered you up to God. And blood is also the spirit of life. It's the life of heaven. Glorified spirit of life. And in this, some of you have already begun to notice that every time you come to the Lord now, after this experience, you feel something go to pulling you all the way through, don't you? That's the spirit of life. Every time you say, Lord Jesus, it starts at the bottom of your feet and goes. Yeah. Say, well, it's not strong enough yet. Well, that's all right. It's still there. And as you move into that ministry, even the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. How's he going to order unless they're under the control of the spirit of life? You're not going to order it through knowledge. Jesus revealed that thing to you when he wasn't walking across that water. Didn't he? Yeah. See, I thought he was just doing that to show out. I know, that's what all religious folks think, and they try to copy him, and they sing. So will you if you get caught in that thing. Oh, that's the reason why when you tried to copy me, when you saw me part storms and stop rain. Oh, yeah, I caught some of you. I'm not going to name you, but I caught some of you standing out there going. And nothing happened. Then the devil told somebody to say, well, I don't know whether that's true or not. That must have been an hallucination. So I'm going to watch him again to see if it really happened. He watched again, it really happened again, didn't it? And then you got out there and you started doing it again. It just doesn't work that way. Everything as you committed to the Lord, thy will, then in rest starts that spirit of life from somewhere down in you. Sometime from the feet, somewhere from here. But that spirit of life, and when that spirit of life moves out through your words, it stops. And you don't do a thing. Sometimes you just whisper it. Sometimes you do it loud for a demonstration, but it's that spirit of life. The spirit of life, the blood of Christ, which is now glorified and become the spirit of life through the Holy Ghost. The spirit of life is what pulls the whole power of heaven against anything that's trying to come against you. You see Jesus using that spirit of life when he raised Lazarus from the dead. He lifted his head, said, I thank thee, Father, that thou hast heard me. The spirit of life came on him. That weeping and sobbed of that weeping went through the wall of that tomb. Up came Lazarus. And you notice he didn't go there for 3 days. He didn't go rushing down there like some of us would have done, and I've done that too. Hey, Lazarus dead. Hey, wait a minute. Y'all hold on. I'm going to take off down there. He didn't go down there. He waited until the Spirit of the Father breathed in him. Time to go. Then he went. When he got there, he didn't just jump right in that tomb and start tearing that thing apart. He said, oh, if I can get to Lazarus there and get my hands on him, I'll raise him up. He just waited until that spirit of life began to move in him. Some of y'all getting sensitive to it now, aren't you? And when that spirit of life, which brought the whole power of the Holy Ghost, that little old gentle spirit of life, see, it pulls the power of the Holy Ghost. And when it brought that power of the Holy Ghost to heavens, he began to go, oh, 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 oh. And through the wall of that tomb went the resurrection power of God, and Lazarus was raised from the dead. And you get a picture of him. Get a picture of him now. After Lazarus come forth, he was so relaxed. Stay to rest till he said, y'all loose him and let him go. He didn't get striving in there, see, now is he all right? Wrestling with him, trying to see, check him over, see if everything restored. He said, y'all just loose him and let him go. State of perfect rest. That's the way he moves through us. You cease from your works, he works. You work, he rests. Ooh. You wrestle with your troubles, and he sits back and waits till you get through wrestling. You wrestle with Satan, he sits back, waits till you get to rest. And when you come to a state of rest where he can move through, he goes to move it. Now, if you choose, he says, to fight this battle that I've already fought and I've already won, you go ahead. Through that, you're choosing of it. I'll teach you a lesson that you can't win. And then you'll go to hunting me out that can win. Ye hath already won. Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept him. You're right there alive. A body of heavenly fire and glory, in which all the love of God and all of your love and all of fire and glory is deposited. And in there hath been placed all of my old nature and all the working of Satan, and hath been destroyed. Whoa, whoa. Turn it on, Ron. Now, We're going to obey the Lord. Quit, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to come back this afternoon. We're going to continue on. And I want all of you that received this morning now, I want you to get back on, you know, second row or third row, and let all those that I didn't personally get to work with, let them get up on the first front rows. Now, we're going to work all of it. We're going to work all of you, even if I have to come to the churches to do it. And I'm going to be there anyway to work you into your ministries and other things. But I'd like to get every one of you while you're here for the first step. Now, the reason why I'd like to get you for your first step is I want time for that to work in you. Let it work in you. Why I don't rush in there and try to give you the whole ball of wax at one time. You understand? That works in you. You get sensitive to that spirit of life, and you operate a little bit in the gifts, and you operate a little bit in singing, and you listen to music, and you get more teaching, more knowledge. And then only once you come to a state of rest and assurance that this thing is sort of real, then you'll be ready to move on. And that way it won't have to, you know, wrestle with you and struggle with you and get you and I both in a mess, okay?
Of God, blowing the wind, are the breaths of His love, breaths of His promises, His glory, breaths of His love,
breaths of His grace, breaths of His love. Breath of His peace, written in the wind. Breath of His power, breath of His fire.
Meeker than Moses is the breath of His grace. As He breathes inside you, as you look on His face, ooh. covenants of God with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Becomes our heritage by the breath of His grace. His love, breath of His promises, His glory, breath of His word,
breath of His grace, breath of His life, breath of His peace, written in the wind. Breaths of His fire, all have been written in the wind. chose a goat to lead his lambs to the shore of the lake that burneth with fire. Swab of blood
from foot to head,
cast our old ways to the fire. fields have been destroyed, all inside of me.
Now the gifts of the Spirit go over me,
flowing from behind Jesus, from the Father God. Thank you. his blood starts at my feet, moving up through me, swabbing out all defeat.
Through the top of my head, to the lake of fire, grace of his glory is my reward.
Blowing in the wind, the of his peace written in wind,
breath of his power, breath of his fire,
all have been written in wind. saturates me with his glory and fire.
Breath of his grace.